defense for that, and this is happening. Nonsense. They explain it. Rumi insisted right from the beginning. He talked about first Mughzi, then Taqdir, right at the beginning of Book 2, opening of Book 2 before that. Do you remember? What was the opening of, before opening of Book 2? He talked about the quantities, and he said, oh, let me tell you, everything has a quantity, has a dimension, has a size. If the ring of the camel is too big, it doesn't work. Too small doesn't work. Everything has a very precise size, except what God is giving. Means, remember, everything is quantities. You could measure it up, but you cannot measure the gift of God. This was the main stuff. Book 2 was based on that. Remember, I'm talking about what you could give. God gave something to Mozart. Who knows what, and how, and why, and blah, blah. That's it. So, do not go there. Here, again, he will bring that it's not in our taqdeer that you will build it up. Means what? Means that I measure. And all that I said, that everything has a limit, this is one of those limits. Although I'm giving it, but I'm not giving it to you. Because you're not qualified, period. You're David, good. You have a good song, good voice. Where did you get it? I gave it to you. You did this, I did it for you. Everything is my gift, so what? Do not think that you have too much. Yes.
He said, O knower of the secret, what is my crime that you forbiddest me to construct the mosque? He said, without a crime, thou hast wrought much bloodshed. Thou hast taken upon thy neck the blood of persons who have suffered injustice. For from thy voice, a countless multitude gave up the ghosts and fell a prey to it.
Aha. What's happening? Okay, we know he's making this story, and God will say you cannot build it. He said, what's my crime? You're not a criminal. But, first of all, there are a lot of people who suffer. Means what? David could say, to hell with them, none of my business. This is the first point, that we are all in it. The second one will make it very clear, which is, okay, I give you the best voice. Then what? Everybody enjoyed it? No. A lot of people hearing it, they died. What? Means, listen, when I give you something, that something is good. Then what you do with it is not absolutely good. It's mixture, because it's in your hand and this yours, so it's not black or white. Yes, your singing helped a lot, but a few were killed, remember? That's why, because you cannot do it because you are not qualified, because you are the first fellow. The outcome. This is, David is like talking about the youth. He's young. He doesn't rely on experience, teacher, this and that and that. He's a gifted fellow, very young, he should be with youth to kill that stuff. Then be defensive. Don't forget, David is defensive. Do you remember the problem of our first story? Being defensive. David is professional defensive. And none of this is crime. But, here it is, there are some people who suffered from your song. So you are not solemn, you're not simple. When you're enlightened, you will become simple, but at the beginning, no. David is the doer, so he will tell him that some people died. Therefore, yes.
Much blood has gone to the score of thy voice, to thy beautiful soul ravishing song.
Again, you emphasize that, me, Rumi, I'm talking about that. I know it was the best. Even God will tell him that, yes, your voice is good and it's life-giving, fantastic, but not to everyone. Some blood will be there, yes.
He said, I was overpowered by thee, drunken with thee, my hand was tied up by thy hand. Was not everyone that was overpowered by the king the object of mercy?
What is this? Isn't this the same excuse that we're hearing before and before and before? Because it's repeated. Even David will tell you that. Okay, it was my first time. Last page, Rumi said, Adam didn't say it was the first. Didn't say I tried you. But David will do it again. Oh, I was drunk and I was this and... Yes.
Was not he... The overpowered is like the non-existent. He said, this overpowered man is that non-existent one who is only relatively non-existent. How sure faith.
Yeah, the translation is not that simple. Anyhow, we will say, you know what? You say that you were the loser. I was the winner, I was the superpower, and you were that small one. That stuff that you want to explain to me is explained to you before. You know when you are really humble? When you don't exist. When your ego don't exist. Yes, relatively you could have a better ego, a smaller one, and so on. So you're David, you have the smallest, but it's there. Look at you, you're defending yourself. So you are you. The point is not to be that, yes?
Such a non-existent one who hath gone from himself is the best of beings and the great. He had passed away in relation to the divine attributes. But in passing away, he really hath the life everlasting. All spirits are under his governance. All bodies, too, are in his control.
Means what? Translation. Okay, he said, he had passed away in relation to the passing away of these, which I don't get it really. And I know why. Because he's talking about a subject that is a little bit difficult to be really explained. He would say, okay, it's relative. Okay. Everything is relative here. Try to understand it. Relatively, me, towards the God, I don't exist. Right? When it comes, the outcome of it relative to the existence, that non-existence is my existence, is the best existence. This is what he's trying to explain. And you didn't get it, did you? No. Because you cannot mix non-existence and existence. This is just the yin and yang. They're together. My non-existence is the existence of Haqq in me. Therefore, when I don't exist, I really exist. And that's the only time that I exist forever. Because if I am just, means forever I'm just, I'm doing it. But when we're talking about the creation and the creation, I don't exist over there. I exist in this dimension. and in this dimension then everything has an ending except that light, that connecting. When you connect, doesn't have limitation. What is the, could you tell us how big is the limitation of love? Compassion? Could we say this fellow has half compassion? That's what we were talking about. We talked about taqdeer, measuring up, and just there are the other stuff, jimatma, which has no limit. Yes, everything in the universe has a size, but the gift of God doesn't have that. And that's here, that's in Mozart, it is there. I mean, in reality. Why? Because Mozart is not thinking to do some music. He's giving up to the gift that is in him, unknowingly is doing it, right? That's why I say Mozart doesn't exist over there. Therefore, Mozart exists forever. That non-existence, which is not himself, he will let that stuff that is coming from somewhere to work. These are the examples to understand it. Here, he's trying to explain it, really, to say it is relative when we talk about non-existence and existence, relatively both are here. One is relative to this, one is relative to that, because I have two different dimensions, remember that? One is physical existence, this animal. One is the spiritual. In my spiritual, when this animal doesn't exist, I'm only my spirit, therefore, I'm there forever. Yes?
He that is overpowered in our grace is not compelled. Nay, he is one who freely chooses devotion.
Again, and he's repeating this because in this book is unification. What it means, unification? It means you have two different stuff which are one, but you put it like this. So you will see it step by step. The first one is you have me and the existence. It's silly. I tell you, when it is you and beloved even, this is not love. You and beloved should be like this. You don't exist. But whether you are defensive. Here in the second story, I am bringing out that relativity to see. Because when you are talking about the room, this, the breath, all these breaths, or he's over there. The breath is not mine, is it? Do you remember? This is his breath. Given to me, and I have to give it back. If not, I will die. The breath is not in me. It's not me. It's not mine. But if I get rid of this me, mine, what will remain? That breath. Then I'll be that breath. That's how it works, yes?
In sooth, the end of free will is that his free will should be lost here. The free agent would feel no savor if at last he did not become entirely purged of egoism. If there is delicious food and drink.
These two verses, yes, the word free will. It's not free will, the word is ikhtiyar. Ikhtiyar, first of all, is not choice. It's not my choice. It's choosing the best. It's khair. Do you remember that khair and shar we were talking about? Ikhtiyar means choosing the goodness. Of course, it means the choice. Here you say, oh, let me talk about this choice you have. The best choice you have